All right, she is here, Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center. So, you know, yesterday I had Frank Velasquez on from Sports Performance at the Allegheny Health Network, obviously high school football. And I was just thinking about all of my years covering high school sports. Of course, Dr. Ron, he an athlete, your son Carson an athlete. I hope that more people buy into PRP for student athletes at that young age of, say, that sophomore year, that junior year, because I think the sooner that they start buying into this stuff, this is just my opinion, that it would be a better way to keep them happy and healthy and to prevent further injury down the road and maybe correct some problems that are just in the infancy stages. Your thoughts? Good morning.
No, I absolutely agree with you. We have used PRP. That's platelet-rich plasma. For those of you that don't know, we can get into that. But we've used that on both of our children. They are currently 13 and 15. November, they'll age up a little bit. But it's fantastic because there's no drug involved. There's no surgery involved. It's the PRP is made from their blood. So you're not worried about like a bad interaction with something or, oh my goodness, they're allergic or, you know, whatever. And the fact that it can heal the soft tissue injuries so quickly is such a benefit because these kids, I mean, I played sports my whole life and we had a season. Now their seasons are year round.
Yep.
We're asking a lot of these little bodies that are still growing. They're really not supposed to be under this kind of pressure, but they are. And most of them aren't sleeping enough. Most of them don't have great diets. Just if you have a standard American diet, you're not being fed. You're consuming food, but your body is not being fed. And so their molecular makeup is even different. And so, you know, the muscles aren't as strong. There's just a lot that goes into the whole factor. But using PRP on your student athletes is completely safe. There's nothing that you need to worry about as a parent or grandparent recommending this. If you walk into the doctor's office, into my office, and you say, hey, you know, my son tweaked his knee or tweaked a rib or hurt his shoulder or strained this, or, you know, we see a lot of sprained ankles on the football field where they roll their, you know, ankles from the cleats and get stuck in the turf and all that kind of thing. You could PRP that, and there's no, you're not going to have any downtime. They can just come in and have it done. It's nice if you could do it like on our Wednesday or Thursday and let them rest for a couple of days. That's the ideal scenario. You do want them to rest, but you would have rested with ice and sitting there and taking a couple days off of practice anyhow. So if it happens on like Friday night, just last night, we played Upper St. Clair and
yeah, that was a kind of a rough night for
goodness,
Fox Chapel.
You know,
but that's okay.
I know.
That's okay.
And it is, but I'll tell you what, they had some major injuries.
They did.
Carson got some varsity playtime, so we were excited
about
it. He did. He got to carry, but he didn't have enough of a block, so he didn't get too far.
Yeah. Kidding.
He did. So
that's
that was
huge.
A big night for us.
He's in what grade now?
He's in ninth.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah,
good for him.
But the varsity team, I mean, Upper St. Clair was kind of being pretty physical.
Yeah, they're
so,
pretty good too.
Upper St. Clair, if any of your guys need PRP, I may or may not fix you after that meeting. No, I'm kidding. But we had some major injuries, and I'm still waiting to hear on one of the boys.
Here's the other thing, and the reason I brought this up, because we're just, I mean, it's a big football weekend. Pitt,
it
West
is,
Virginia,
yeah.
Brown Steelers coming up on Monday. And chiropractic care, nutrition, that's why if you're a parent listening right now, Optilux Wellness Center, New Kensington, 724-335-5210. I really think, especially younger people, obviously healthier, stem cells stronger, they're going to heal faster.
Sure.
I just think if you want to continue to let them play and to give them an opportunity to be able to stay on that playing field, because at that age, you only get a short window.
Yeah.
You should at least look into it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and you bring up a good point when you just brought up the stem cell thing. So at my age, say 45 and up, we start moving into needing stem cells added to our system if you want to have these bigger healings, like when we avoid a knee replacement or you have a torn shoulder, that kind of thing. So we have to move into the stem cell realm because our stem cell bank is kind of low on our own selves from all of these earlier injuries that these young kids are going through now. But if you use PRP in a younger person, their stem cell amount in their body is still quite high. And so that PRP will naturally draw in their own body's stem cells and healing mechanisms much faster, even so, than it does to somebody, say me, 45 or over. So take advantage of their youth and the fact that they're full of testosterone, they're full of all these growth hormones right now, and you can have them heal completely and not, you know, start creaking and cracking at 40, 45 years old, going up the steps, having knee issues from high school onward. You know, a lot of kids are playing this much because they think they're going to scholarship. Well, what happens when you get to your freshman, sophomore year in college? You've beat up your young body and you get a knee injury. And now it's like your fifth time on this ACL.
Right.
It's pretty likely that it's going to tear. You know what I mean? It's a wear and tear. So you can't wear down a joint endlessly. At some point, it's going to tear, it's going to break, it's going to break down for sure. So if you can utilize regenerative medicine, chiropractic nutrition as a package of how to care for your child to get them through their very intense schedule, their hopes and dreams of college and all that sort of thing, and maybe into the NFL. I mean, the NFL is using PRP on a regular basis.
Has been.
I mean, it has been part of their protocol for many years. So now you have the opportunity to come to somebody like me and have this done even as a youngster. And I can guarantee you, when I talk to some of my ex-NFL guys, they say they wish they had had this back then because they can remember how much their body went through to get them to the NFL and then, goodness gracious, what they encounter there. So it's just a cumulative effect, and you have the opportunity to use PRP to not let things accumulate.
Well, and I've been thinking a lot about Aaron Rodgers and the Achilles and that. And this is just a question I'm going to throw out there. When we come back, we're going to talk about why regenerative cellular therapy is designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. You know, if you're dealing with knee problems, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain, degenerative disc issues, arthritis, we're going to get into all of that. If you're dealing with some sort of pain and you want to talk to her about it right now, you can call us at 866-391-1020. But my best advice is to go. They'll give you a free evaluation, and they're located at 706 Stevenson Boulevard. You can call this morning and leave your name and number. I think even as a maintenance to get this done, because let's face it, the Achilles tendon of a 40-year-old is not the same of a 25-year-old.
Sure.
So if you're getting this stuff, we've talked about this in the past, it may go in one direction to heal something that you've targeted, but it can keep other things happy, safe, and strong as well.
Yeah, it just triggers the body to go into a healing mode. And so when that happens, then it starts to pay attention to also older injuries that if you inject PRP into an old injury, like if you're sitting there at your kitchen table or on your couch this morning having your coffee and you go, oh man, yeah, I remember when, we should probably address that because it's probably going to come back to haunt you at some point. If you have an injury that you remember, you should have that, have a good conversation with us about it, because it's always that, oh, well, I just tied my shoe and I blew my back out. Or, oh, I just went up the steps and I tore my Achilles. No, you didn't. That was, right, the straw that broke the camel's back. It's an accumulative effect, most likely, on so many injuries that we see. So many injuries do not come from an instant trauma like, oh, this just happened. A lot of it is accumulation.
And
that's the process of degeneration. And that's what we do with regenerative medicine, is to undo the degeneration, to stop it in its tracks, whether it's arthritis, whether it's sprains and strains, they all need to be dealt with.
All right, we're going to come back more with Jessica Festa, Optilux Wellness Center, 724-335-5210. So we'll talk about arthritis on the other side. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with it right now and you've got some issues and you just want to talk to us this morning, 866-391-1020. Jessica Festa, Dr. Ron and Company, great work every day, keeping people happy and healing and back into the game of life at the Optilux Wellness Center, Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. All right, so we're back with Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center in New Kensington on Stevenson Boulevard, 724-335-5210. So we're going to focus on arthritis.
Okay.
Everybody says, well, I've got arthritis.
Yeah.
We all have a little arthritis. And then there's the degenerative disc issues and that rheumatoid arthritis, those dreaded two words that go hand in hand and spell nothing but back aching, fire burning pain. So what can you do for people who are dealing with arthritis?
Okay, so arthritis, I have always felt, was kind of a catch-all diagnosis, unless it's something like rheumatoid where there's like a major issue. But most of the time you'll go and that's the simplest diagnosis. Well, all that means is basically overuse or underuse, right? It's a wear and tear situation. With regenerative medicine, you can undo arthritis to a a large degree, if not all the way, because you're able to rebuild those areas that took the wear and tear or gain some mobilities in those areas that have stiffened up. See, that's not something that I think we talk about very much here either. Healthy tissue bends and stretches. It doesn't rip, tear, and spasm. So if it's ripping, tearing, spasming, straining, spraining, the tissue itself is not in great condition. So what you could do, if you realize, like, I have no flexibility, I can't, you know, go up the steps without my hamstrings feeling like they're, you know, really pulling. Well, you need to look into that. There's a reason why. And there could be factors, like from a massage therapist's point, of actually working that tissue. It's like, you know, you take a mallet to meat, right? You want to tenderize it. You're meat. I hate to tell you, but you're just meat. And you have to tenderize these areas. But sometimes you have so many trigger points in an area from all kinds of reasons. There's so many reasons for that alone. But then you can have old sprains and strains. You can have scar tissue, all of these kind of things that end up making you feel like you have arthritis. But it's kind of a diagnosis that catches all of those strange aches and pains that they can't see an injury. But there's a problem in that joint. It's aching, it's creaking, whatever. Those are the kinds of cases I kind of love because it gives us a little bit of room to play as far as PRP goes and stem cell work goes. Being able to rebuild somebody's joint is incredible. You have this opportunity to offer that function back and to add the glide back into that joint space instead of it still being like bone on bone, or if your hands are arthritic or you have bunions in your toes and all that kind of stuff. We see a lot of neuropathy and neuralgia. It's just the body stiffening up. It causes so much problems. And that's when people's injuries start to show up when they're older, is when they start to lose that flexibility. They slow down. Maybe they had the knee replacement and you had to be a little bit sedentary for a while, or you chose to be sedentary beforehand because your knees hurt. All of these things make your muscles start to atrophy, to stiffen up and to shorten. You have to take the time, and you can use PRP within all of those muscle bellies to release a lot of the contractions that are happening, to give the muscle a new start, a new kickstart.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much that PRP is capable of doing. And that's like our least expensive option because you're the product. We have to pay for all of the procedures and the people to do it. But you are the PRP.
But listen, let's look at long term, okay? Mm-hmm. Not just the surgery and the rehabbing and the hospital stay and the doctor visits. But think about people who take anti-inflammatories every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't care if you're buying the cheapest bottle. It's $20. So you're doing that at least every few weeks.
Right.
So it goes to a month. It goes to 12 months. It goes to a year. It goes to a handful of years. It goes to 10 years. Think of the money that you have out of pocket just trying to make your brain believe that you are pain-free.
Yeah, not only the money, but people can't quantify the damage. I think that people swallow pills and they don't understand the damage that they're causing. There's a trade-off. You may not have pain today. You may go out and mow the lawn. You may go and do your gardening. You might go and, you know, clean up the house and do whatever because you took one of the brand names, pick one of, like you said, like an NSAID, right? But you're just telling the body's receptors to quiet down. You didn't fix the problem. And unfortunately, chemically, those products then eat away the cartilage. And so it exacerbates the problem and speeds it up. So if you're taking those kind of painkillers, those anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs for arthritis, you're making it worse. You have to stop the arthritis in its tracks. We can do that. I don't know of any time in my lifetime until I started doing regenerative medicine, had I ever heard that you could stop arthritis. People, you can stop arthritis. You could take 10 years back of your life. Take back 10 years. Go back 10 years and say, when I was sitting here having my coffee 10 years ago, I was doing X, Y, and Z that I'm not doing now. Why are you not doing that now? Is it because of your body and its issues? Okay, we could fix that. Is that because of money issues? I can't fix that for you. But if it is because of your body giving up and you saying, you know what, this hurts too much. I don't have the strength. I don't have the flexibility. Maybe you don't even have the balance anymore. Why don't you have balance? Why are you losing your balance when you just get up or you just turn around? There are reasons. These bodies are so, they're phenomenal. They're so interesting. The intricacies that go into them. Arthritis is like a joke to some degree at this point in time, because if you have it.
So why do people say when they get moving, they feel better?
Well, you're greasing the joints, right? You have to keep moving. You know, if you've ever had a grandparent or a parent who ended up in the hospital older in life, it was very difficult after a couple days' time to get them out of the hospital bed. We always say you move it or you lose it. You have to keep those joints needing a reason to lubricate, for one, but you also need to be feeding the body so that the joint can be lubricated, so that it can have healthy tissue. And if you've already worn the tissue out, don't worry, we'll rebuild the tissue. Maybe it's a round of regenerative cellular therapy where we use mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's that. But maybe it's simply PRP. We can't tell until we see you. I can't tell you over the phone, like, yes, here it is, because I need to see your physical body. You can't call your auto mechanic and say, hey, there's this noise somewhere in my car. What's it going to cost to fix? Okay, that's not fair. That's not how this works. So I do encourage everybody. I know that, you know, you hear these things on radio and on TV and on Instagram and all of that as far as, hey, come to us, come and buy this product and come and buy that. I'm not trying to get in your pocket. I'm trying to fix your body.
And get to the source.
You know, and we're doing it, and we've been doing it for 30 some years now. And I just really, you know what? I had a lady come in on Monday. I had to cover the office on Monday. Caitlin wasn't able to come in. And I get this phone call, and it's sort of during our lunch period. So I'm doing some computer stuff. And I get this call, and the lady goes, I'm back. And I'm busting. I'm like, who is this? Here, her mother heard our show. So good morning out there if you're listening. Her mother had heard the show, told her daughter to come to us. She did. She got the stem cell protocol in the one knee.
Mm-hmm.
Our doctor said, hold off on the other knee. It's not quite that bad yet. She did it, fixed it. She went to Finland for her daughter to do this triathlon thing.
Right, right.
And walked for days. She called us and was like, I need my other knee done. She came in. She said, look, and she's doing the jig with her left knee. She's like, look at this. I can lift it. I can bend it. I can move it. She's like, do the right knee. How much does it need to cost? And she just came back in and wrote the check. She was like, absolutely. It worked.
Listen,
so well.
People will definitely pay for results. And that's what you get every day. All
we
right.
Do, yeah.
Let me get a break in here. We'll come back. Jessica and I have a couple of more segments. Their number is 724-335-5210. We're going to come back and talk about where they have a lot of success with knees, especially, in just a couple of moments. So if you have a question, you can phone us at 866-391-1020. Or better yet, call, leave your name and number right now. They will get back to you. Optilux Wellness Center, 724-335-5210. All right, back with Jessica Festa. So let's talk about the Optilux Wellness Center and explain why you have so much success with knees. Why is this meant for knees? And if you're dealing with knee pain right now, this is the phone number you want to call, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210.
Well, I think we have so much success with knees because we see a lot of knees, right? So your ratios are really good, but the protocols are really good. When you just give the body what it needs to heal, not just to heal, like, I don't know, I kind of feel like it's lost a little bit in the word heal. You're regrowing the tissue that is missing inside of your knee that is causing you to have pain and dysfunction in that knee. So when you go to your ortho and he says, oh, you know, you're getting close to bone on bone, or there's a thinning of the cartilage or whatever, that's the tissue in the knee that is missing. You've worn it away. It's degenerated. If you're taking NSAIDs for arthritis and for knee pain and that kind of thing, you're speeding it up. You're thinning that tissue down even more. But what we do in our office is we do a few injections. It depends on your protocol, but it could be 1 to 5 injections over the course of 3 to 6 months. Whether we utilize PRP, platelet-rich plasma, or the regenerative cellular therapy compounds of mesenchymal stem cells, which we still need to talk about, mesenchymal stem cells and what's called the matrix, those things cause the body to rebuild the tissue. The body knows its natural parameters. And so what happens is when you give the body the cells that it uses since you were conceived, it has used these kind of cells to build you. When you give it a stockpile of them, the body goes, ah, this is great. We have 10 million of these cells right here in our knee right now.
How many?
You could use 10 million, 20 million, 30 million. We do them by the tens of millions.
That's an army.
It is an army. But what's cool is they duplicate. So some of them will just continue replicating. Some will get used, but then others will keep replicating. So your 10 million can turn into a trillion quite quickly. So if you take 10 million and they turn into 20 million and they turn into 40 and 80 and 160 and 320, and that just keeps going on and on and on for like 6 months, these little guys will keep replicating. And that replication is making you tissue, mm-hmm. is giving you more cells to continue making more tissue. And so, you know, if I have people come in and say, oh, it didn't work. No, it did work because these cells are not going to go in there and do nothing. What happened was you were worse off than you knew. And your body needed those cells and went and used them somewhere else. None of these cells are going to go in there and just chill. They're going to go in there and go to work because that's what they were programmed by nature itself. This isn't a laboratory experiment. This is nature being used on you. And that's why we integrated it into our practice, because it matched our philosophy of allowing the body to heal itself. If you give the body what it needs and a clear pathway to do so, it naturally heals itself. It is always working towards homeostasis, meaning a balanced body. If you are doing things to create imbalances, mm-hmm. Well, you're going to create an imbalanced body. If you are doing things to create balance, you will create balance. So what is your focus? What are your actions towards your body doing? Are you eating garbage? Are you drinking garbage? Are you smoking garbage? Are you out of alignment? Are you asking too much out of a joint, whether it be a 14-year-old constantly playing football, taking hits from seniors that don't deserve to be taking hits from seniors? The difference between my son's size at 15 and the size of the guys last night that are seniors on the other team, it's ridiculous. His body doesn't need to be getting hit by somebody that big. Right. But you can't ignore the fact that his body took that hit. So Carson will be adjusted today. We will make sure that his spine and his neck is in perfect alignment. We will check every joint in his little body that takes a beating. Those are proactive.
What a gift having a dad as a chiropractor.
I cannot tell you. You know, we may have our ups and downs, but that is a gift for me to have, for my children to have a chiropractor as their dad,
right?
That has full access. Like any of you, and I have to laugh, because for many, many years, Saturday mornings, we had double doors on our house. We would literally just open the doors. We had a chiropractic table right inside in our dining room, living room thing. People would just come to our house. They knew that between the hours of 9 and 11 Saturday mornings, we're out in the yard playing, doing whatever. They pull in the driveway, they walk in my house, they get adjusted.
Smart.
Right? Because Friday nights happen to our kids, whether it's softball, football, field hockey. Friday nights happen. I don't want these little guys waiting until Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to get to get realigned. So what I'm saying is you have to be proactive. If you say to me, oh, well, you know, I went there and it didn't work. If anybody's ever played cards, there are words for when somebody's bluffing. I know better, because this isn't an experiment. I don't do experiments. I'm not a scientist. I am a very black and white sort of person. I want to know that something works. And if it works, I'm jumping in. If I have God's blessing on something, I'm jumping in, right? This song that I was singing this week. And it was like, if you're in it with me, if you say to jump, if you say to dive, I'm jumping in. That's how I operate. I'm not going to use you as my experiment. That's not what I do. I have a product that I know works because I know who created it, and I didn't create it, and a scientist did not create it, and some guy with a brand and a label and an agenda did not create this. This is what you already have in your body, but your stockpile of them is low. You've injured a body part that's peripheral. It's not an organ. Your body will use your own stem cells to create tissue, to clean up your liver, your heart, your lungs, all of that stuff, way before it uses them on your limbs to keep you comfortable. But my job offers you to have both of those things, both the comfort in a joint where I can have these cells injected into the joint space for it to go in and go, hey, I know what to do with these cells. Oh, man, what's up with his knee? Why is there no space in here? Come on, you guys over here. And they build and they build and they build and they build. If it didn't build enough that you're out of pain, you need to put more in there. That's the simple truth, because they do not go in and do nothing. They always go in and build. If they needed it more in your heart and lungs and they took those cells and went there, awesome. But I didn't measure your heart and lungs. I was looking at your knee. But if those cells went there, isn't that a blessing? Isn't that growth? Isn't that still healing? Yeah. Okay, well, this time if we put them in your knee again, in your knee heals, it means the rest of your body is doing pretty decent and your knee is now keeping the majority of those cells. It's nature. And that's what I love about it, is because I can trust that. I can trust its temperaments and I can trust its knowledge and its wisdom, that it doesn't go in and like, just, well, let's just see what happens. If you put this particular mesenchymal stem cell in, this particular cell grows your tissue. So I find it fascinating in all of the different ways that we get to use it, whether it be on youngsters with PRP. We very rarely need to use any form of stem cells on a youngster because their stockpile naturally is still so high that the PRP triggers those cells of their own to come and heal things. But when you do that, you're able to target that current injury and have their little bodies heal from it. But in the older folks, we have to. Sometimes your stockpile is just too low.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of listeners that want to talk to Jessica. We'll do that on the other side. But if you want to get in there and get that first review free to see where you stand, 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. The Optilux Wellness Center in New Kensington. All right, final segment with Jessica Festa, and it's time to talk to Eddie in the AK Valley on KDKA. Hey, Eddie.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning, Miss Jessica.
Hi, Eddie. In the AK Valley, that means you're right by us.
Yes, dear. Okay. Right down the road.
Awesome.
So a friend of mine is telling me about the cartilage in his back.
Okay.
His lower back. And that the bones are rubbing together. And I guess whoever he was referring to is sending him the pain medication, mm-hmm. for pain medication, because there's nothing they can do for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I was with him, he said he grabbed onto something and he moved his back, and you could hear his bones rubbing.
Mm.
So does that stem cell rejuvenation applied to his back?
Yeah. I mean, it's any part of the body that we can have regenerate tissue. So I'm very curious about his one. I've never heard somebody's bones rubbing together. So I don't know what exactly is going on there. I would love to find out. And obviously, well, is he local as well?
He's in Katanning.
Okay. Yeah. We have a lot of people that drive down from Katanning.
Dear, may I ask you? I mean, didn't mean to overspeak you,
okay.
But I'm not versed in medical. Is it cartilage that's in the spine for your back?
Well, the whole body has
it keeps the discs.
Yeah, it's a disc, right? Yeah, and he might have degenerative.
Is that what's rubbing the discs?
Well, if he has degenerative disc disease, the discs are thinning. He might have spondylolisthesis. He might have several different things. So I'm curious what his diagnosis is. But there is tissue. The discs are in between the vertebrae. But then you have paraspinal muscles that...
Okay, the vertebrae. I'm writing this as we go. Yeah, continue, dear.
Yeah, the vertebrae are the bones in your back that are protecting the spinal cord. But in between each one of those bones is a little cushion called the disc. So you have an intervertebral disc. And that's what bulges or herniates when you have that incredible excruciating pain. If anybody's had that, there's nothing like it. Those little sacs can rip and tear. And that's when you get a bulge or a herniation. And a lot of people go and get a discectomy or something like that to fix that. We can use traction in our office to actually cause the disc to suck back in. I had a herniated disc at L5-S1, the two lowest areas, from a bad car accident. And it was bad enough that they weren't sure I would ever have children, because the nerves that come out from that area supply the reproductive system and go down your legs. And so there was a lot that was going on in there. And I went to a chiropractor and we did lumbar traction. It sucked the disc back in. I never had trouble after that, but it took me a couple of years to get back to 100% and being able to bike. But had I not done that, I could be in your friend's position, because that disc had taken a beating. And if I didn't get the spine realigned, I didn't get that disc put back into place, then you have that wear and tear over the next 20, 25 years, because that happened to me at 20 years old. At 45, I'd have been in a world of trouble. So I'm not sure exactly what your friend's issue is.
He's got to come in.
Yeah, he does. He has to come in. And here's the thing. Doc isn't, we don't do experiments, right? So we're going to be able to tell you whether or not this is something to even work with or not. And we have had to turn people away where we said, you just waited too long, or this is something that it's just not likely to help. So have him come in. Maybe the two of you come in. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention, Rob, is I have a seminar Monday at 12:30.
So
Monday, I forgot all about it. Monday, this coming Monday, the 18th at 12:30 at our office. So if you and your friend even want to come in, then you could schedule your exams while you're there, so that we could take a good look at you. And since you're local, that's great. You could come over. You know, we're there 5 days a week. But let's take a good look at it and get you these answers. Thanks for calling.
Eddie, thanks for the call. Listen, Giuseppe, no time to get to you as well.
Giuseppe.
So please just give them a call or go to the seminar. That number is 724-335-5210. Down to just a handful of seconds. So I'm going to let you kind of take us full circle and wrap this thing up, Jessica.
All right, Giuseppe, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call. These mornings go so fast.
They do.
A couple of seconds left. Listen, I know that this might be new information to you all. I can appreciate that. It was very new to me too, just a few years ago. But getting to see what I get to see in the office has not only made me a believer, but has made me somebody who comes out here and took the time to learn all about it and to share this information with you. I do want you to understand how this works, because I want you to utilize it. I want you and your family from birth to death to have a great experience. We're all going to experience injuries and pain in this lifetime. When you find people like us who have some really good answers for some really bad problems, I just want to encourage you to keep seeking good answers, to keep seeking things that aren't necessarily going to numb or dumb the body. Respect your body, respect how it's made, respect how it works, and respect its ability and its longing to heal. Your body is always trying to heal you. Let me give you the resources for your body to heal. It's not a drug. It's not a surgery. It is simply giving your body back the cells that it needs, that it always had, that it's used up to grow from 20 inches to 6 foot tall, and to go through every other injury that you've had. Let me give you back as many of those cells as we can so that your body can rebuild itself and you have a more comfortable life.
Seminar again.
This Monday, the 18th at 12:30 at our office in New Kensington.
706 Stevenson Boulevard, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. The Optilux Wellness Center. Always a joy. Thank you.
Always fun. Thank you.
Stay tuned. News coming up next.